Now joining us live in studio as well is Vail Foreman, recently graduated senior from Star Valley High School and one of the most decorated wrestlers for Braves ever, let alone regardless of gender. That's Vail Foreman in studio. Vail, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Thank you for coming in, Vail. One of the things we were just kind of talking about this before we started, we did a story with you and Hallie Robertson and Samantha Walker, and that was back before girls wrestling was sanctioned in the state of Wyoming. Mm-hmm. And I want you to talk about that transition a little bit, because you were obviously interested in wrestling and you started into it, but there wasn't at the time a path at the high school for you to do that. Kind of talk about being the tip of the spear that helped kind of forge that through so that this next generation has a little more chance to do it.
Yeah, it was definitely new. Like, I've been wrestling since third grade, and I've always just been used to wrestling the boys. And so it never really crossed my mind too much. And then more and more, I started going to these bigger tournaments and realizing, like, oh, there's lots of times where these girls aren't wrestling guys anymore. And so my sophomore year, I was really excited to wrestle with the girls because I had an opportunity to go to state and stuff, just because on the boys' team, it's obviously a lot more competitive. And my freshman year, I couldn't go to state or anything because I wasn't on varsity. So it was definitely a nice transition to be able to have that opportunity. So I was grateful for that.
Well, you're a pioneer of the sport. I mean, really, when you talk about it, because you kind of led that transition, not just for Star Valley, but let's be honest, the whole state of Wyoming, Vail, because of the type of wrestler you are. People were always looking at Vail Foreman because you're one of the best in the whole state. And so when you reflect on that, I mean, now that you're graduated and you're going off to college, what stands out to you? Has it kind of sunk in that, man, in the early goings of Wyoming girls wrestling, you may be one of the best?
Honestly, I was just super grateful that, like, I was in that sport and I got to come here during this time and kind of help other girls get going with it too. So I was just so happy to be there, and then, like, realizing that is pretty cool too, because I never really knew growing up that was what was going to happen, and, like, I was going to get that kind of opportunity.
Well, kind of continuing on that mind frame, they've got girls wrestling now at the middle school, and they're talking about, we had Coach Anderson on, the new coach of the Lady Braves. We had him on a few weeks ago, and he's talking about implementing, like, a USA Wrestling, category for like the little kids, like even going down to, you know, the elementary school kids. Does that feel gratifying, and have you had a chance to maybe work with any of the younger girls yet?
Yeah, I always help with the little Star Valley Wrestling Club little tournament we do, and I really enjoy volunteering for that. So it's really exciting to see it coming in of all age groups, because that's how you get started, is when you're young, and that's a good head start. So I think all these girls are really going to enjoy it, and that's exciting.
Now, outside of the growth of the program and the transformation from sanctioned, non-sanctioned to sanctioned and everything, you're a pretty dang good wrestler, Vail. Multi-state champ. How many? Did you lose any matches to a Wyoming girl? Mm-mm. You didn't, did you? You were undefeated against Wyoming competition. Just how many losses overall?
I had one loss.
Just one loss, yeah. Your whole high school career. Yeah. I mean, that is absolutely incredible. How did you do it? I mean, what was it that made you such a great high school wrestler?
Honestly, I think it was just all the time I had before I got into high school. I had a lot of years from third grade up. I was constantly wrestling and going to big tournaments, and that just, I think it gave me a head start. And then from there, I think I really was determined to do good. And so every match I was like, I need to win. I need to go do my best out there. So.
And I also think you're being a little modest here. You're one of the hardest working athletes that we've covered here at SVI, and your mom has also been very supportive. We've talked to her a couple times, and you and I were talking just a minute about some of the opportunities that she's helped you build and go to, and you guys sought out as high a competition wrestlers that you could find when you had the chance. Kind of talk to us about that and your mom helping you out.
Yeah, so my whole life, they've always been, my mom was so supportive, and she took me to any tournaments, and she would encourage me to go to these big ones. Like, even this year, I went to the World Team Trials down in Spokane, and that was one of the greatest opportunities I've ever gotten to go to. And that's all because of her, and she helps fund it for me, and she's always just there. She helps coach me, practice with me. So yeah, she's always just given me great opportunities, and I think that's how I got to where I am today too.
So let's talk about this commitment to go to Eastern Oregon. We all spring long, we kept seeing this athlete committed here, this athlete committed here, and there's so many, and we knew there was one more out there, and then and it was you, and finally we were able to hear about this commitment to Eastern Oregon, the Mountaineers. Why did you pick Eastern Oregon? What led you to this school?
So I didn't even know about the school until about a month and a half ago, maybe, because I found out from a friend. But I really like it because of the distance, first off. And then when I went to visit, it was really awesome. The coach there is amazing, and I really like their team environment and the way that they do practice. And like, I love how they all love wrestling there. And so it's also a very beautiful area, and I feel like I would fit in well there. So
maybe this is a little too soon to ask this, but I bet it's not with your personality. What are some of the goals that maybe you've set for yourself for this first year of collegiate wrestling? As far as what, maybe a year from now, what would you like to have done to that point?
From a year from now, I'm going to be transitioning to freestyle, and so I want to be better at that. And I'm hoping to like really have my technique down on freestyle, and then I also want to be an All-American in the NAIA national championships. So those are my main goals. And then I also want to go back to the World Team Trials this year, this coming year in April, and hopefully place top 8 so I can go to the world team, like duels, or not duels, it's like championships, yeah.
So you want to just remain slightly above average is what you're telling us then, right? That's a joke, of course. No, those are fantastic goals, and obviously something that you feel confident that you can achieve because of what you've been able to accomplish so far up to this point. Tell us more about the Mountaineer program. What have you learned from the program as a whole and kind of their coaching staff, and what do you know about this team at this point?
From what I know right now is that they're really motivated, and all of them have a mindset of they want to win, and they all are very welcoming and kind. And so when I went into the room and got to practice with them for a day, I just really liked the energy in there and how they were all you can tell they all really enjoy wrestling, and that's their passion. So it was really cool to be in a room where everybody had that same mindset as me. So I really enjoyed that.
You talk about the campus and some of the lifestyle there. What are some of your academic goals? What are some things you want to study while you're there?
So I'm going to be majoring in psychology, and I just want to maintain above a 3.5 the whole semester. So that's my goal. And then, that's my main goals for academics.
Bill Foreman in studio this morning, committing to wrestle at Eastern Oregon University with the Mountaineers. Vail, we appreciate your time today. When you look back at your time as a Lady Brave and a wrestler, what's one or two things that's going to stick with you the most when you reflect on your time as a wrestling for the Lady Braves?
The thing that's going to stick with me the most, I really, really enjoyed getting to watch all these girls fall in love with wrestling the way I did, and just watch them grow too in the couple of years that they started, because I was with them from the day they started their first practice until that state championship day came, and watched them all just grow so much. And I think I'm going to remember all those little team bonding times we had, like the long bus rides and the practices and cutting weight. So
you're gonna look back at cutting weight fondly.
It actually is quite a bond sometimes, because
you gotta
get your hoodies on and go run together all night. So.
Okay. All right. Well, just one more comment. Anything, like, let's say we talked about, let's say there's a 12-year-old, there's a 6th grader out there listening to this interview, and they've watched you and they want to compete and be as good as you was what you've done. What advice would you give them?
I would just say to enjoy what you're doing and enjoy, like, find love in every step of the way, and just be passionate about it, and just go all in and don't hold back.
Well said. Vail Foreman, recently graduated senior from Star Valley High School and off to wrestle collegiately for Eastern Oregon University. Vail, thank you for your time. We have no doubt you're going to kill it out there.
Oh, so thank you, guys.
Congratulations, and wish you the best.
Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning on the SVI Radio Network.